last few days are Saturday. There are 11 buses to visit our factory.
Okay.
A lot of buses, especially from Singapore. Like next Saturday also, we have a lot of booking. So I think the retail will be getting better now.
This coffee powder processing plant in Kluang, Central Johor, is starting to see the benefits from the Johor Singapore Special Economic Zone SEZ, launched in early 2025. Third-generation owner Goh Yong Kian, who is also the general manager, expects demand for one of its coffee brands to increase in the coming months. Many of its customers, traditional coffee shops, canteens and cafes in Johor Bahru located within the SEZ, are seeing a surge in Singaporean visitors, driving up orders for locally roasted coffee. Although the well-known Kluang-based coffee factory itself sits outside the special economic zone, the spillover effects are encouraging. To meet growing demand, Mr. Goh already has begun expanding his existing factory.
So when this Singapore Economic Zone start operating, a lot of Singaporean or foreigner, they will come to Johor Bahru. So they will help the local business, and then we will get some benefit lah from them, because their business will getting better, and then maybe use more coffee powder so that our business will be increased also.
Meanwhile, logistics company SSAT operating in Kluang is also experiencing the positive effects of the special economic zone. The company, which provides platform manufacturing and storage services, says it's receiving more inquiries.
We can see their phone number and their email is all from Singapore. So in the past, not so many, but after the SEZ announcement, we noticed the inquiries is getting more and more. Not reached 50% yet, but like 30% compared to the past.
Seeing the positive development of the Johor Singapore SEZ, Johor Chief Minister On Hafiz Ghazi has identified Kluang as one of the main satellite towns in Johor. These satellite towns aim to accommodate the rapid development within the special economic zone. The Johor State Government has begun upgrading infrastructure facilities like roads and railway connectivity in Kluang. Local businesses say this could benefit industry players and stimulate local economic growth.
The main road and all the other infrastructure is being upgraded. So this is more convenient for the logistic provider. So in Kluang, we notice more and more warehouse and the factory is being rendered. Yeah. And you can see the surrounding development is obvious.
Actually, we have a train, the new train now, from Kuala Lumpur all the way to a few stations, and now until Kluang. And then we'll start from Kluang to Johor Bahru end of this year. I think a lot of people, they will travel from Johor Bahru to Kluang once the train is ready. Kereta api ni dia boleh hantar barang juga ke Johor Bahru lagi setiap hari. So logistics wise mesti ada bantuan lah. Kita akan dapat benefit dari sini lah.
Yet despite these promising developments, potential hurdles exist. Mr. Teo E. Piao, president of the Kluang Chinese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, raises his concerns of some challenges that may come with rapid development in Kluang. This includes social-economic pressure, higher cost of living, as well as infrastructure strain and the loss of identity in the agriculture hub that may come with unregulated growth. To fully harness the benefits of the Johor Singapore SEZ spillover, there are three key sectors that could be tapped: agro-food, logistics and hospitality. Additionally, Mr. Teo also proposed the establishment of a special task force to ensure structured and effective development. This should involve representatives from the state government, local authorities, business associations and investors.
This task force purpose will be to coordinate efforts, cut through red tape, and ensure that the development of Kluang is applied with the opportunity flowing from the SEZ. Our goal must be clear: to steal this wave of development so that it benefits the many, not just a few, to ensure that Kluang in 2025 is not only more prosperous, but also remain a place we are proud to call homes.